Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
There we go. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals, hopefully back with video. If you're listening to this, hello. Listen to our deep bass voices.
Hello.
Welcome to the Weekend Talk, 138. This is where we discuss seasonal anime, our favorite seasonal anime. Well, and I put favorite in quotation marks now because sometimes it's not our favorite, but we're forcing ourselves to watch it anyways. We put our favorite anime in hype list, and this week's hype list goes Interchangeable 1 and 2 and Interchangeable 3 and 4, Konosuba, Dr. Stone, Hell's Paradise, then Demon Slayer. And I'll tell you episodes and seasons when we get to there. I would say overall, first of all, this week's episodes were like 50% really good. And even the ones that were 1 and 2, I thought were much better than they've been. Dr. Stone is regularly like up and down. Konosuba was finally like, whoa, finally an episode that I was like, we got the good Konosuba graphics.
Yeah.
We are on season 1, episode 5 of Konosuba, An Explosion on This Wonderful World, which is the Megumin, what'd that be called? Offshoot?
Spinoff?
Spinoff, that's what it is.
Or prologue, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and yeah, it is a prologue because it kind of explains where Megumin came from. And we kind of know where Aqua come from. We know where Kazuma comes from. We kind of have gotten Darkness's story. But we really haven't gotten a lot of Megumin except from the movie, which I think is where this whole spinoff comes from, is like the movie did so well that they were like, let's give her our own spinoff. And so far, it's been all right. Yeah.
It's been okay.
So this episode, to keep it short and truncated, Megumin discovers some information about her cat. Her sister tries to die by fighting a bunch of dog gargoyles. And then she finally gets to use her reason for being, her explosion magic. And the reason she gets to use that is because she killed a Farfetch'd earlier in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And that gave her a lot more skill points, which gave her plenty enough to get her explosion magic, which then she used to blow up the tomb of a dark god. And then she thinks that she's figured out that the dark god is her cat. And she finally named her cat Chomusuke. That's about it in this episode, I'll be honest. I finally enjoyed it because it showed off. Her very first explosion was ginormous.
It was.
And I'm like, okay, girl, like, you've been working on explosion magic this whole time, and we know from this episode that when you run out of mana, you pass out. So, this is what I'm proposing to you. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, don't get explosion magic. Is that because explosion magic uses all of your mana every single time you use it? Although the crazy demon lady didn't pass out, so I mean, like...
Well, I wonder if... I mean, that's the thing. She's a crazy demon lady. I mean, hopefully it's not something like that. Like, look, at best, like, your top, like, mage or something is only going to do it, like, 3 times a day. That would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, even if, as big as those explosions are, I mean, that's just got to be so draining. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously we see that with Megumin. I mean, she's a tiny person. I mean, like, I don't know. She can't really withstand it. But, I mean, she can at least stay conscious nowadays. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I would really worry about that. Hopefully it's not that obvious and they're just not telling her. I mean, you'd hope they would, you know, like, look, here's why this sucks. But no one's doing that. So, Hopefully they're just wrong.
I'm hoping by the end of the season, we find out a little bit more about her cat. Mm-hmm. We find out why explosion magic is technically bad, and nobody talks about it. And then we find out more about that elf lady from the beginning. Or whatever, demon lady, or whatever she was.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all fine.
That's all. You know what? That is all fine. And that's like, that's part of Konosuba Super right now. Is like, it's a little bit funny, and parts of it are interesting, but next episode, we're finally going to get her adventuring. And also what was funny in this episode is that she had her future read again, and then they were going through and showing her going like, hey, you're going to go to the town of Axel, which is the beginning town, like the place you go for when you're a beginning adventurer, and then you're going to meet your party. And she's like, oh, yeah, I get to see like my party. And then everything on the orb was censored. And I was like, I kind of thought I saw Kazuma doing the steel thing. And I'm like, yeah, I think that would worry anybody as an oracle going, oh, no, you're going to be joining a party with a guy who steals ladies' panties.
Yeah,
oh,
half
no.
The shenanigans that happen in that group, it probably wouldn't be a good advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, a lot of just interesting little moments in this episode, if anything. Her sister just solving the puzzle, I guess.
That was fun. That was
when, like, I guess the right-hand demon or something, I don't mm-hmm. know, like, he couldn't do it, but she's just like, here, give me that. Blah, 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 here you go. And
yeah.
I was like, what was that? That was crazy.
She didn't... I like the Oracle's comment, you need to get your sister some real toys. And I was like, yes, you do. If she's going around solving Yu-Gi-Oh puzzles, releasing Yami Yugis, and like that turn into cats, I think she needs something more to play with. Because
probably. Yeah, that's a good point.
She's going to be a terrifying mage when she grows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Any more about Konosuba?
I'm kind of confused why they're not talking. I don't know, like I feel like it's almost weird that Shimosuke comes into Konosuba like halfway through the season, and like if it's already a thing now in this spinoff. I don't know how to word what I'm trying to get at, I guess, but it's just weird. I think it's weird that Shimosuke is alive previous because of this prequel, but then he's just gone for a while and then shows up all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's just kind of weird.
Hey,
but
she's a cat doing her own thing, you know, with a cross on her forehead, little bat wings, definitely not a normal cat. And apparently Megumin thinks that she's a dark god, which
could be like 1%.
Yeah. And I was like trying to connect it. I was like, is that what the elf is, that either is she from the tomb, or is she from what the elf destroyed initially in the beginning? Like that dragon thing that was sitting on top of the temple that was destroyed, did that just turn into the cat? But
yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? I'm looking, and I just hope the rest of it's going to be funny, because you know people are going to be like either going, "Oh, I have no problems with it," or going, "This isn't as good as regular." And I'm like, "Yeah, so bring it back."
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Anyways,
I don't know, part of me was hoping like we get like a weird like, oh, we're having visitors to the school. It's the Dustiness family, but that also seems really weird and forced.
That they would meet each other before the actual like thing started.
Yeah, because then they can only do that with her.
They can't do it with Aqua because she's not in the. She can't be in until Kazuma's there.
Well, unless like she were to die, and then Aqua's there. Sends her back and then just like erases her memory. It's so convoluted and silly. It's not worth doing. I really hope they don't, but I thought it'd be funny if it did anything. So, yeah, I don't know. Explosion. Bah! Bah!
Right into the Dr. Stone, Season 3, Episode 5, Science Vessel Perseus, which, okay. So before we even get into it, we're going to talk about the end of the episode where they revealed their mega yacht that they had to go to instead of building a full boat. Which, honestly, that boat looked really cool, but they were like, yeah, this is going to take us 5 years to build. And I'm like, yeah, boats take a long time, especially without modern-day technology.
Yeah.
But with that, I was like, oh, that's such a smart, like, it's such a smart name for the vehicle. I was just like, that's amazing. I'm glad that they're, like, I love Greek mythology and that there's, like, always something that you could relate like a good name to. So I just wanted to say that before we go into the episode.
That's fair.
Otherwise, in this episode, a full year passes, mm-hmm. and they experience things like Valentine's Day, White Day, where you give chocolates to people you like, or like to your friends. Actually, that's like more modern days. Like they stop doing like to your crushes. Then it's just like, yeah, give chocolate to your friends. Like handmade chocolate. That's cool. They get to go snowboarding and skiing. They get to have a good restaurant and enjoy a bunch of good food. Yeah, there's like so much stuff that happens, but also nothing happens.
Yeah. They kill a lot of time because they're like, great, we figured out how to do all this great stuff. Now what's the next step? We got to wait. That's it. We can't do anything else. We just need time to build all this stuff.
Literally, and that's, you know what? And that's like the one of the few things that I think is spectacular as a background thing with Dr. Stone is they go, hey, this actually takes time. It's not a stupid thing where it's like, hey, it like example, like Dragon Ball Z, where it's like, okay, the planet's going to explode in 5 minutes, 15 episodes later.
Yeah.
Like, sure. This is like, hey, realistic time needs to happen for a lot of the stuff, but we don't need to take a day-by-day approach with this. We can just say, it's a year later. Mm-hmm. And there's no problem with that. There's no problem. I'm not bothered by time skipping. I wish more anime did time skipping, because honestly, that's what life is like, you know? You're working for that promotion, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen in like 6 or 8 months, or in a year or two, you know? Like, time doesn't just skip, like, time does not just bend to your needs. You just have to live through it, unfortunately.
Or learn to control time. You know what? It's your call.
You know what? That's a good point, Johnny. That's a good point.
It's a choice. It really is. It is a choice.
You know what? That's why people can save scum in video games, where they're like, save, I'm going to go fight that boss. Ooh, I didn't make it. Restart, I'm going to fight that boss.
Let me try again.
We all can control time in our own way. I think this episode was just good overall. The boat looks really cool. And towards the end, there was a really funny moment with Ginra where he was like, hey, I'm going to make sure I look really cool and I look courageous, even though I'm not. And he jumps into the water going, oh, I'm going to try to swim after the boat, but I'm not as fast as the boat. So I'm gonna give up when I'm tired and come back and everybody's going to think I'm so courageous. And then they had the sonar on. And they were like, hey, there's something in the water following us. And they go, oh, it's Ginro.
Let's slow down.
Yeah. And I don't remember who jumps in to save him.
I would imagine it'd be his friend, but I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I want to say it's Kinro or something, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like it's Ginro and Kinro.
And then he brings him aboard and he goes, oh God, I didn't want to be here. And they're like, well, everybody else on the boat's like, you're super courageous. So he's actually courageous while trying to fake it. And I'm like,
yeah,
good job, guy. Good job.
Yeah. That was a fun moment. That whole boat scene was in, you know, probably what the episode actually culminated in. And I thought it was a pretty cool seeing this. I don't remember his name, but this captain dude who I like his character and then I don't like his character and I keep going back and forth on it. And, you know, he'll say some really silly things that he shouldn't say. Like, I need the super yacht. I need it. And then towards the end of the episode, he's like, look, here's who I think should go on this trip. But if you don't want to go, that's fine. You stay home.
I think his name's Ryusei.
Because I don't want to bring anybody who doesn't want to be on the ship. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt everybody on the crew. And I was like, that's cool. And that's when I'm like, all right, you're okay again. Until you say something dumb or just snap your fingers and say something ridiculous. I don't know.
And then right after that, Senku goes, yeah, but if you don't want to go, I'll just send in this guy and he'll go convince you that you want to go. And I'm like, no, Senku, that's not the point.
Yeah, some fun being a little evil.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking for the next episodes for both Konosuba and Dr. Stone. I think that's kind of what those episodes were.
Hopefully we're ramping up a little bit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the other side, we got Hell's Paradise Season 1, Episode 6.
Woo.
And Demon Slayer Season 3, Episode 5.
Woo.
We're both in the midst of the stinking pile of amazingness that is these episodes. In Hell's Paradise, they're still in the middle of awfulness.
Mm-hmm.
They just came off of a big fight where they're fighting awful, gross things. And then this big old dude bursts in and kills... dang, I forgot her name again.
His name. It killed a dude.
I forgot...
Oh, the samurai? Okay.
Yeah, the samurai lady.
Chick. Okay.
We have... Oh, Sagiri. Sagiri is her name. And Gabimaru. Sagiri's like... mentor, sort of like other like older member of the Esaimon,
senior, like their classmate. There's a better word for it, but basically they both trained under like the same person.
Kohai.
Like they both studied same person, but he's her senior.
Yeah, exactly. And in the Esaimon, they go like, hey, if they're older than you, you've got to pay attention. You got to like listen to them. And last episode, they had this really cool moment between the two of them where she's like, I am going to stay here, because that's my decision. And then this episode, she kind of reaffirms that, and Sagiri's like sitting over by a tree with like half his rib gone, like literally like a full giant's finger worth of his body gone, and he's bleeding out. And then Gabimaru's taking on this huge dude who's like a super Susuma wrestler, sort of. I mean, all he does is
he's
attack
just
with
a
slaps.
Giant cannibal. He's ridiculous. I mean, I guess as far as how he attacks, he's ridiculously built, and he's a mountain.
Yeah.
He just comes at you. We see so many things that Gabimaru tries to do to stop this guy. He does this cool thing where he steps in the ground, launches a bunch of stones, and chucks them at him. And they start like breaking the trees, like
going
giant
straight
cannon shots.
Yeah.
But this guy just goes, ugh. And he's fine. Nothing else happens. Like nothing is hurting this guy. It's crazy.
I wonder if he was kind of based on that guy from like Ragnarok, the guy who's like couldn't control his muscles, and like his muscles just went out of control.
Maybe, but with a really dark, dark twist.
Yes, where he eats people because he's just always hungry.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if he's just messed up up here, but yeah he's totally, it was weirdly heartbreaking just in the end where he's like, you know, I'm so hungry. Why didn't anybody want to play with me? Like that's his inner child voice going on. I'm like, oh man, this poor giant monster.
Like he he doesn't understand what he's eating and like when he kills people. So like it looks like when he killed his parents, he didn't quite understand what he did.
Well, I wonder if it's like a big mom, like, goes into a rage kind of thing.
And he's like,
he started crying and freaking out when he was, I guess, hungry.
Super hungry, yeah.
So, that's super sad. That's a bummer.
It's like the worst feeling he can ever... Yeah, maybe it is like a big mom thing, where he's like, I'm hungry, so I'm gonna go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That whole fight with Sagiri, Gabimaru versus a giant guy was insane, because when Sagiri started taking him on her own... When she's like, I've got to be in between my emotions constantly. Like, between fear and, like, confidence. I've got to, like, between rage and calm. I've got to be just always in between. And she was using her sword to, like, bat his arm out of the way. I was like, whoa!
Yeah, that was definitely cool to see. Her doing all kinds of deflecting techniques. And even Gabimaro's like, well, that's the lady I saw that first day. I mean, I've been wondering where she is. And then...
The one who almost killed me.
Her, like, upperclassman was like, you know, she's unclassed as far as skill. Doesn't have the experience, but her skill is crazy. So, that was super cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're definitely going to be an interesting pair to see how they fight together.
Yeah, and be fair, they're taking down a lot of criminals very quickly, but I think it's because, like, these are all the ones who we can give, like, a small backstory to, but then focus on the real, like, intense people who are in... The samurai guy who lost a hand, the girl and older Simon, the last of her tribe, the brothers, and then we have the ninja, the Kunoichi, and Gabimaru. Like, I think that's what's left, right?
I think possibly.
Yeah, and I think now we're going to start to focus on more of this island than on their fighting, which I'm super down for, because... After the huge fight, I'm sure Johnny fully got creeped out and enjoyed the last part of this episode.
Did you remember? Specifically?
After the credits, there was like a finisher.
Oh, I don't think I watched after the credits.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So there's this moment in the opening where like there's two ladies who kind of, I think, are just looking out at people.
Oh, wait, the brothers walk in on that, right?
Yes, and then the brothers are like, I see a village. Like, they all see a village, and then the brothers walk up going, all we see as the audience is, like, two ladies making out.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, they're like, oh, what's going on up there? And then they both, like, monster glare at both the brothers. Like, unnatural. Oh, like,
yeah,
not,
I did see that, yeah.
Not super, like, crazy faces, but, like, almost, like, that, you're not a human.
Honestly, if I saw two chicks, like, making out on top of a rock in the middle of hell's paradise of all places, I'm just walking away.
Yep.
I'm leaving right away. No, thank you. Goodbye.
Very likely it could be one creature just making out with itself.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just connected at that. No, I don't even want to go into it.
It was the worst kind of turn on you could have probably ever get. That's all I'm going to say there.
Spooky, and cool.
Yeah. Spooky and cool. There was a lot of drool and spit that was in those kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when there's like a lot of spit in anime and it's like connecting mouths, I'm like, that's a little bit much. That's a little bit much.
Yeah. There's two of them, one for each brother. Mm-hmm. Good for them. They're both going to die.
The brothers! Yay! Okay, I think that brings us to the last one. Demon Slayer Bright Red Sword. This episode was sick.
It was a pretty cool episode.
It was so cool. There was just three... I like this thing where they're like balancing out three sort of different fights going on at the same time. Where it's Tanjiro, Nezuko, and other guy. I don't remember his name. We have the Mist Hashira and the two swordsmiths. And then we have Love Hashira and her awesome whip sword. And she's just coming in and trying to save the normal, like, swordsmithers. But then eventually ends up saving the village chief. These three battles are really cool. I don't know how they forged. And even, like, I think in the episode, they were like, what's that sword? Who forged it? It must have been the village chief. I'm like, how did you forge a metal whip? That's insane.
Yeah, the way they use it, I don't know if it's based off it. I know there is a sword and... I'm just guessing. I think it's somewhere in like Indian culture. It's just a really long, flimsy knife sword. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of training to learn. And I don't know if they're basing it on that, but that thing does not work practically, I feel like. And it's insane to watch. It's really fun.
Is that the one where it's like, it's like almost like a kunai attached to like a ribbon? Where it's like you throw it around and then like you can kick it at people?
No, that is not
what okay, I'm that's not what you're thinking of. Okay. That's
kunai with chain?
Yeah, kunai with chain.
No, this is a weird, again, I don't, it's literally like what she has. Though how she puts it away, how it just folds up on itself, I don't know if that much works.
That was also very funny like that. At the end of the episode when they were like, special time that Demon Slayer does every episode. And they're like, and they literally were like, how do I put it away? And she does this whole like thing, and then in 1 second she goes boom and it's gone. I'm like, that's not what we're...
Yeah, it like folds up a little bit and then just instantly gone.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But they show you like three times, so that's
and every time nice there is a half a frame between the time where she puts her arm close to her scabbard and then it just disappears, and I'm like, that doesn't explain anything, but that's okay.
The magic of animation.
Mm-hmm. I think during this whole time, the Tanjiro Nezuko is probably my favorite part of this whole episode, where she puts her blood all over his sword and just ignites it, mm-hmm. and then gives all of the upper, I think it was upper four is who these people are, gives them all like a flash of the red swordsman. And here's the thing, Johnny, I didn't realize till right now. They are all seeing this swordsman from Muzan's memories.
Yeah.
But none of it's connecting back to the number one demon. Right? Like, none of them are... I don't know. It's like there's not a connection there.
I mean, what? Because they're not acknowledging anything about it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, see, I guess it could be just he's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just... And it's a good point. I don't know. That's definitely a good point. I don't know why they... Don't make more of a thing of that. Is that the first swordsman unless it's already just a given. Maybe they already know. They just don't talk about it.
Well,
like,
also,
I would never talk about that time Lord Muzan almost died.
And how Tanjiro also, like, Tanjiro's dad also kind of looks like that guy, too. And they all have Hanafuda earrings. And I'm like, is this just an unbroken line, like, that Tanjiro is a part of? And if Tanjiro's hair grows out, will it look like that eventually? I don't know.
Maybe, potentially.
Yeah, that whole part was really cool because every episode we see him do the Kinokami Kagura, he's getting better and better and doing really cool moves with it. So he finally ironed out one crazy move where he slices off the head of three people.
Weirdly, I was like, hey, it's Megumin. He finally got, like, his thing down.
Yes.
Yeah, Flame Dragon. Cool, do it. Do it all the time now. Don't stop. So, yeah, that was definitely cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what part did you like during the episode?
Honestly, it was the Himokage Kagura. Just watching that whole thing and then seeing it as a... I'm probably saying it wrong. I don't know. I know it's Kagura, but I don't know.
I think it's Hinokami Kagura.
Hashikagura? I'm just mixing different words.
Hashirama.
Yep. That's it. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, just the 1, 2, 3, 4, or the, no, it was 3, and then
I declare
buddy
a thumb
got
war.
The fourth one, and then seeing it turn into the, you know,
and
swerving dragon, I thought that was really cool to see.
After the flames fade, I think his sword was just red after that.
Yeah, it did have a red tint.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't know if it's going to just start turning fully red, but I mean, that's...
It might have to do with the sun stuff, I don't know.
I don't know why Nezuko's blood activated that, though.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of strange.
Okay.
But, we're not going to find out about that for
a while. Long theory here, right? I made a video about it a while ago that if this is true, like, that Tanjiro is related, well, is like with his dad. His dad knows the Hinokami Kagura, which is sun breathing. And then that's related to both the number one demon and this other guy he's getting memories of.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're all, like, sun breathers, like, directly, like, maybe Nezuko also has some of that, but it's coming out as a demon power instead of as a breathing power. So, like, maybe together Tanjiro and Nezuko, like, form together to be that number one guy who almost killed Muzan. I don't know.
Or maybe the demons and the Hashira need to unite against a bigger threat. No, that's insane. Anyway.
Crazy. I don't know.
But no, that's possible. I mean, that would be interesting to see.
Oh.
I mean, because she would have the same blood, I guess.
Well, and that also might be why she doesn't need to feast on blood. Like, she's like, powered in a different way. I don't know. Huh. But that does bring me to the question of, who the heck is that guy with the gun?
Is now he a demon.
Okay, when we saw him in the hot spring, he pulled out a fang. So, has he been transforming into a demon this whole time? Or is that, like, does he have demon breathing or something crazy?
I don't know. That'd be kind of ridiculous.
Because that guy, like, is that why he's always mad? Like, he's always upset and angry?
That'd be... See, I don't know what to think of that. I'm like, is that what the chant means? He's channeling demon energy weirdly. Is that why he uses a gun? Because basically... If a gun can't do it, then he's got to be a demon. I don't know. That's so many questions.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
But, like, it's also weird that he's not just always a demon.
Yeah.
And why would it take him so long to turn into a demon? Like, does he go through phases? Is he, like, a were-demon? I don't know. I have a lot of questions about this guy that I want answered in the next episode. I want them all answered. I want the fighting to stop and just talk about this guy.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it shouldn't be a hard fight. I mean... It looks like he doesn't have a gun anymore, so...
Yeah,
that's kinda... Whoop!
We'll see. We'll see next episode.
I'm
excited for everything next episode. Probably Konosuba is going to be the lacking one again next week, but we'll see. Otherwise, if you could like, share with a friend, and subscribe. We are now officially, as of today, back on YouTube. At least just putting podcasts out there. So if you can't tune in... on our podcast, well, you can go over to YouTube and watch our faces. Woo! Otherwise, as always, we need you to keep
it
casual. Oh.